All right, y'all. Let's do it. All right, ladies and gentlemen, welcome to Yo Absolutely Favorite Podcast. What's up, y'all? Welcome back to Riffin' with Griffin. It's hot button day. I'm live. I talk about shit live. That's how we do it. So I'm going to go into a little bit about this, like, nonsense drama that's going on in the comedy community and how it's affecting me. So I'm going to talk about that a little bit. Going to talk about spoilers. Rick Glassman thinks I spoiled American Idol for him. So I'm going to talk about that. Rachel bought a dress. I'm going to talk about that for this wedding. It was crazy. And then I'm going to go about a little some hot button stuff about the Roe versus Wade, my feelings on that, and, you know, is Magic Johnson one of the five greatest basketball players of all time? I'm starting to think so. And, you know, so I got hot button stuff, fun stuff, and it is what it is. Yes, it is what it is. Anyways, thanks for being here, Riffin' with Griffin, y'all. As always, I appreciate you guys. Let's do some business first. Got a new sponsor of the show, Upstart. Upstart! Don't wait. Check your rate today at upstart.com/Griffin. Loan amounts may vary. Go to upstart.com/Griffin. As always, guys, thank you for subscribing. So make sure you hit the subscribe button, subscribe. And then I'm also on Twitch daily, Eric Griffin Gaming. So check me out on Twitch. Changes to the show coming, which I enjoy. Shout out to Kristen Espinosa. She is going to help me produce the show. She helps with Gen to Gen. And so I'm having her help me out here. So it's going to take some time to get all the changes in place, but we got that going. So, you know, welcome to the show. You know what? Let's just get right into like the first up. So, all right. So you're in the comedy world, comedy podcast world, you know, it is what it is. New people listening to my podcast, you probably don't know what the hell is this guy even talking about, right? It is what it is, you know. So you have regular listeners of all the podcasts. I'm a part of a very small comedy podcast community, even though there's a lot of podcasts. But, you know, as you guys, if you know me, you know I'm very good friends with Bobby Lee. Bobby Lee is one of my best friends. We have a weird relationship, but it is what it is. I love Bobby dearly. I know, you know, I love his brother, Steve. They've been on my podcast a few times. I've been on Tiger Belly probably 5 or 6 times. I think I've been on Tiger Belly the most out of anyone. I think it's me and 1 or 2 other people that have been on there the most. I go on every single year. It is what it is. I've been on Steve Lee's podcast a number of times. You know, they're my friends. Andrew Santino, he's one of my best friends. Both Bobby and Andrew are coming to my wedding along with Steve. You know, they're my friends. As you know now, I am a regular on King and the Sting and now the Wing. King, Sting, and the Wing. But I was a regular on the show. I've been on Fighter and the Kid a few times. I've built a friendship with Brendan Schaub. Brendan is also, you know, I consider Brendan a friend. I mean, we're not as close as I am with the other people, but, you know, it just takes time. You know, I had a very, I wouldn't say I had a contentious relationship with Brendan at first, but, you know, it started off with me being like, who the hell is this UFC fighter thinking he could be a comic, you know? I've come since to change my tune about that because it obviously doesn't matter what people think about someone's art. If you think someone's funny or not, it doesn't even matter. That's not what sells tickets. Whatever Brendan's got, his work ethic, whatever people like about him, it works. He's on like 5, 6, 7 shows. He's built the Thick Boy Network. He's got 2 specials. Whether you like him or not, whether you think he's funny or not, it doesn't matter. People love to hate him. People love to love him, and they go see him. He sells out places. You know what I'm saying? I'm still trying to get people to come watch me. I'm a great comic. You hear what I'm saying? Listen to me. I'm a great comic, okay? You're going to have a good time when you come to my show. I just got to convince people to come to my show. So whatever he's got, he convinces people to come to his show. So whether you like him or not, I don't really care. He's changed my whole feeling about that. It don't matter what people think about someone. It don't matter if they're funny or not. All that matters is if people come watch them. That's all that matters. In terms of business, you know what I'm saying? You can all have your different tastes. So anyways, I've been on King and the Sting now for it's been almost a year. So I have a relationship with him too. Okay. That being said, there's some sort of drama going on that I have no, I am not privy to this drama other than it's spilling over into my world. So I didn't know what was going on. I didn't know. I didn't know what was happening. All right. I didn't know what was happening. And then all of a sudden I'm getting hit up like, you know, so whatever happened between Bobby, Kalila, and Brendan, whatever happened on Trash Tuesday, whatever happened between Annie, who all these people, I don't know. And it had nothing to do with me. It has nothing to do with me. And honestly, I don't care. So however, and I don't appreciate that the fact that the shit is public, that they're dealing with it the way they're dealing with it and making money in the process of doing it. So it's like it's all for content, you know? So then it just riles up all the fans who think they're a part of it. You people think you're a part of it. These people don't care about you or your opinion. So you have your own opinion, and then you're coming at me, bullying me. Y'all are, people are keep coming on my game stream. They're coming on my chat. They're coming on my Instagram like, yo, where do you stand on this? As if it matters what you think. Listen, what I now know behind the scenes, it ain't my business to talk about publicly, so I'm not going to. All I'm saying is, why are you bullying me? Why are you coming at me with this drama? As if like, you know what I mean? Like, what I know of this, I know they gonna take care of it on their own. It's a lot of he said, she said. It's a lot of everybody has their own perception of what they think the other person is doing and saying. And then other people are involved that they're gonna all come out with their own stuff. You will see. And this week, they're gonna handle their business. What I'm requesting is don't bring me in it. What do I have to do with this? You know what I mean? It's like, you know, and then here's the thing that people don't understand. This is how I am now. You come at me one time out of pocket on my Instagram. One time. If you say some disparaging things about me, my lady, just something that I go, that's out of pocket. I'm not even going to explain what that means. If you don't know, you don't know. Let me tell you what happens to you. Remove follower, restrict, hide story. I don't even block you. I just leave it like that, okay? I leave it like that. Now, when your message comes up on my Instagram now, it says restrict. I just delete. I will never, ever see anything you have to say to me ever again. If you tweet at me something, it's out of pocket, I hit mute. I will never ever see anything you have to say again. That's how I deal with it. And that's what I've been doing now for 4 days. Just timing out people on my Twitch. They keep coming, yo, hey, what do you think about this? As if I owe you an explanation. That's the sad, that's like the craziness of it, you know? It's bananas how people are, you know, they're so invested in this. Y'all so invested as if you're sitting there. That's the nature of podcasts, though. I get it. When you watch a podcast, you watch comedians being sort of that, you feel like, oh wow, I'm privy to some insider information. Trust me, you are not. There is more to this than you will ever hear or know about. It's none of your business. So stop attacking people who like are a little bit connected. It's like I'm in the middle. You know, y'all coming at me like I'm supposed to like draw a line in the sand and be like, I'm never talking to this guy again or never talking to that guy again. What are you talking about? one guy, you know what I mean? What, like, anyways, it don't even, it just, I'm just saying, I feel for both everybody involved in this situation because it's very complicated and nuanced. It's a nuanced situation, and I feel bad for the people involved. But, like, again, don't bring me into this. That's one of my requests to you, okay? I'm letting it go today in the chat. Like, I can't just time out everybody in the chat that wants to say what they want to say. You know what I mean? So I'm going to let this go today because there's nothing I can do about it, right? I don't want to spend here all day because I'm live right now going in and doing this. But I understand, you know, I understand what you feel. But, like, you don't got access like this, like with me, with them. Like, these two guys, like, Brendan don't even go on social media. He don't even, like, interact like that. And Bobby, you're never going to get, you think you know him, you don't, and you never will. That's the funny part about it. And the people are so diehard for these guys that don't talk to you like I do. You know what I'm saying? So that's, I get why you coming to me to be like, well, let's see what Griffin, why, you know, stop attacking me. Stop bullying me. That's all I have to say about that. Okay. You know what I mean? It's just, I got nothing to do with it. That's all I have to say about that. All right. I'm going to let that go. You know what I mean? And I don't care. You could say what you want to say in chat. And thanks for listening to people listening later. And, you know, I'm looking at chat live. If you ever want to listen to the podcast live, and I do it on Tuesdays, anywhere between 1 and 4. It varies because I also sometimes go film cats on Tuesdays, so it's hard to, like, you know, come in and out. But it is nuanced, okay? You can say what you want. It's very nuanced. You don't know all the details, okay? Trust me. You sitting at home in your couch or wherever you're watching podcasts from right now, you don't know. You don't know. All right. That's all I'll say about it. All right. I don't even know a lot. And I've talked to both people and I'm still like, wow, this is a lot. So, yeah, that's all I'll say about that. Won't be a Doctor Strange review because I haven't seen it yet, but I will be watching it this week because I'll be in Dania Improv in Florida outside of Fort Lauderdale, outside of Miami. I will be in the Dania Beach Improv this weekend. I just picked a gig up last minute. I think they had a fallout and I said, okay, I'll do it. So I'll be out there. You know, so if you want to come watch me live, come out there. But anyways, it is what it is. That's all I'm going to say about it. And, you know, again, that's it. Cause it's honestly, it's not my place to speak on drama of other people. That's why I'm making this about me. What I'm saying is, stop attacking me. Stop acting like I'm supposed to take some side when the information that I know, I ain't taking no sides. It ain't about me. I'm staying out of it because you'll see tomorrow that it's going to come out, you know, how they're conversing and talking about it. They're going to deal with it in their own way. You know what I mean? And, and by the way, like, okay, somebody in the chat just mentioned something. I'll say this. People are talking about bullying, right? So the initial reaction is like they think Brendan bullied Bobby, which that's not. I don't believe that to be true. I think that's all going to come out, right? What really happened is going to come out. They're going to talk about it, right? But I will say this. If you're going to go on a podcast that is like so, it's such a hot button podcast. I've never seen H3 before. I haven't watched it enough. But when I saw this, I was like, oh, okay, this is like a gotcha. Like they're it's a good nerd podcast about like getting into things, you know? They like stirring the pot. You know what I mean? So if you go on there and you bring you air your dirty laundry on a thing like that, that's a form of bullying too, you know? Cause that's the nature of what's going on there, from what I saw. So that's why I'm saying this whole thing is nuanced. And you got to let everybody say their piece their own way and let them do it. I believe, I think that they're going to talk about it on Fighter and the Keg. I think they're going to talk about it on Tiger Belly and they might talk about it on Trash Tuesday. I don't know, but that's their business. My call to action for you is leave me out of it. Stop attacking me like you think you know where I'm supposed to be in this. You don't know. That's all I'm saying. Done. Okay, guys. Where are we at now? All right, so let's talk about some stuff. And I told you I'm trying to change the podcast, so I'll check this little look little graphics I got for this section. Rachel! All right, so this past weekend, I went to a wedding in Palm Springs with Rachel. Shout out to my good friends, Aaron and Victoria, who got married. And they got married at this like weird place in Palm Springs. I didn't know this, but there's like a noise ordinance in Palm Springs that you can't have parties after 9 p.m. There's like a noise ordinance. Okay, so you can't. You can't have music playing. So they found some like meth head looking, like, I don't know if you ever played Grand Theft Auto, but if you play Grand Theft Auto and the area that Trevor lives in, this is what it looked like. It was crazy. You drive down this dirt road and you're like, what? And then all of a sudden there's like a beautiful house and they had their wedding there. It was really nice. Anyways. So we got to be there. The wedding's on like a Thursday and we got to be there. So Rachel wants to stay at this certain hotel, Hotel Paseo in Palm Springs. Shout out to them. The wedding was like 30 minutes away, which I didn't realize. Rachel like tricked me. She said, I want to stay here. It's a beautiful hotel. And I totally get why she wanted to stay there. And like, you know, and then so she looks at the address of the wedding and then she lies to me and says like, oh, it's going to be fine. It's only 15 minutes away. It was actually 35 minutes away. Okay. So we were late for the wedding. All right. So we're going to go stay in the hotel, which is like $500 a night. I got Marriott points. So I was able to get one night free, but I still got to pay. Right. So we're late. It's like the night before we're going to go. She had to work and I'm doing stuff. And it's like 9, 10, 11 o'clock. We haven't left yet. Rachel's doing a fashion show for me. She gets the dresses. Hey, what about this dress? I'm like, it looks great, babe. Okay. I'm like, okay. I'm thinking she's packing. She comes back. What about this dress? I'm like, that looked like the last dress. And she's like, I know, it's different. I'm like, okay, looks great. You know, I like that one too. Five, six dresses, y'all. She come back. Now, I know this. For one of the dresses, I got to act like I don't like it. Because if I say I like every dress, she ain't going to believe that I think, that she ain't going to believe my opinion on any of the dresses. So even though they all look great on her, she looks great in these kind of, she's a freaking fashion model. So clothes look great on her. They built for her frame, you know? This next dress, she come in, I gotta go. I go, I don't like that one. I think the other two were better. Just so it seemed like I'm, you know what I'm saying? So she goes back, come in, two more dresses. I go, these all look great. We only going for one night, y'all. We going for one night, okay? Two nights, really. But like the night, we're gonna go like that night. Like it was Wednesday night. We gonna go, and then the wedding's Thursday. Then we stay in that night. So we going for really two nights. But we only gonna be there. We're not even gonna experience the hotel for this day. She packing, suitcase big as hell. She got a big ass suitcase, like it's packed to the brim. And I go, what are you doing? We're going for one night. She's like, well, I just brought like seven dresses. I don't know what I want to wear. She's like, I don't know. So I'm gonna bring all these dresses. So she bring all the dresses, y'all. She bring like seven dresses and a bunch of shoes, all kind of stuff. So we finally get to the hotel. It's late. We order food. You know, it's a really nice hotel. We sleep. We wake up the next day. So she wants to go get fancy coffee that's like 15 minutes away. She go get coffee. She gone for a while. When she come back, she got a dress. She went shopping and bought a dress. $800 dress. She come in. I had to buy a dress. And I'm like, what? You brought all these dresses. Then she pull out the dress. It looked like all the other dresses she brought. And then her excuse was, she was like, well, I don't want a dress repeat. This is what she says, y'all. I don't want a dress repeat. Because I wore these dresses at another event, okay? So now she put the new dress on. She walking around in the dress. And she's like, oh, it looks great. It's a beautiful dress. I'm like, you look great, babe. You know what I mean? Oh, I should have put up a picture so you guys could see I mean, I'll just show you on my, I think I could just show you from the, cause I should have had this ready to go. Sorry. But, let me see. Where's the picture? I think you guys would be able to see it. You know, the dress looks great. You know what I mean? It's kind of blurry, but whatever. If you're listening, it's a nice flowery dress. It looks great on her. Okay. All right. She's walking around in a dress and I go, why'd you buy that dress? And then she's trying to justify. This is what I'm talking about this. Because she's trying to justify why she bought the dress. And she goes, well, it's a nice dress and I can wear it to other events. So wait. You said you had to buy a new dress because you didn't want a dress repeat because you wore these at other events. And so now you bought a dress and your justification for keeping it is I can wear this to other events. And so I'm laughing my ass off. You know what I mean? Like, it don't make no sense. She took it back. She was like, today she took the dress back. The same store is in LA. And she was like, oh, it was just an impulse buy. And she took the dress back. So, I mean, I don't know. Anyways, that's this week's Rachel News. all right, y'all. What else did I have listed of stuff I wanted to talk about today? Actually, let's pay some bills. Reason why you're here. Let's talk about Upstart, y'all. Upstart! Upstart.com/Griffin. It can be hard to see the light at the end of the tunnel. High interest rate debt. Dude, guys, I just want you to understand something. A lot of times with your credit cards and loans, especially your credit cards, it's all about the interest. Like keeping a debt going on your credit card is what they want because you're paying them. Just think about if you have a 20% interest rate, that means on $1,000, that's $200. Think about that. That money's just going into the wind to the company. You're paying them to use their money. All right, so it could be even harder to ask for help. That's why, look, Upstart comes into the picture. So say goodbye to high interest rate credit card debt and one of the first steps towards financial independence. But the interest month after month can feel like your never-ending hamster wheel, and that's what I'm talking about. And I've been there, but that's where Upstart comes in, all right? Sometimes it's like unexpected expense comes up, a bill. You never know what happens, and Upstart's here to help you with all of your high interest rate debt. Upstart knows you're more than just your credit card score. So rather than looking at your credit score alone, Upstart, they consider other factors like your income, employment is important, and other information provided your loan application to find a smarter rate for your loan from them. You could check your rate in minutes for loans between $1,000 to $50,000 without impacting your credit score. And that's another important factor, your credit score. Don't wait and check out your rate today at upstart.com/Griffin. That's upstart.com/Griffin to check your rate today. Don't forget to use the URL to let them know we sent you, all right? So make sure you use upstart.com/Griffin. Loan amounts will be determined based off your credit, income, and certain other information provided in your loan application. Go to upstart.com/Griffin. All right. Okay, guys. One of the things I wanted to talk about today is this is just my opinion, all right? Oh, no. First, before I do that, let me talk about this from our poll today. I got to talk about our poll today. So I talked to Rick Glassman, right? Rick and I love American Idol, all right? We both love American Idol, and this, and I'm going to do another episode about American Idol, but this is like the top 10 from American Idol. Like, this was a great top 10. They've already gotten rid of a bunch of these people, but like, there really are some great singers on American Idol, okay? And one of the people that both Rick and I like is this kid, Fritz Hagar. He's dope. Just young kid, kind of like acoustic guitar type guy. Also rocker. He's got that thing. You know what I mean? All right. So him and I talk about it all the time, but you never know where people are, when they watch it, when they don't watch it. So American Idol came out on Sunday. Okay. It came out on Sunday, a big episode. Okay. And then they let people go that day. Rick hits me up last night. He hits me up last night, right? I'm gonna tell you the text exchange. He goes, great season. This is at 11:24 p.m. yesterday. American Idol came out on Sunday. Great season of American Idol ever, question mark. I am loving these. Fritz is so great. Then I say, man, Christian was robbed because that's what happened on Sunday. Let me explain it to you again. Sunday, American Idol came out. Monday goes by. It's now Tuesday night and Rick hits me up. Great season of American Idol ever. I am loving these. Fritz is so great. I write back, man, Christian was robbed. This dude, he could, oh my God, he could sing, okay? Then Rick goes, wait. I go, that dude was great. He goes, say nothing, dude. And I go, what? He goes, I'm still watching yesterday's, man. And I write back, bitch, you can't talk about Idol and not be caught up. And that's where we're at right now. So he's telling me I spoiled it for him when he gonna hit me up with, he's gonna hit me up with the words Fritz, because this is what happened. It came down to Fritz, the one dude that could sing really well, and this black kid who could sing really well. And I couldn't believe it was those three left. And it was like a live vote. And they kicked out the two, and the Fritz was left. So when you say to me, Fritz is so great, I'm thinking you watched the show. I'm thinking, okay, he watched the show, and that's why he's saying Fritz is so great. How do I know you didn't watch the episode with that, if that's the text exchange? You know what I'm saying, y'all? So he talk about, oh, I spoiled it for him. And he's saying I should apologize to him. Man, boy, crazy. You know what I'm saying? Like, did I try to give him this example? Oh, this is a great example. Doctor Strange just came out, right? So Doctor Strange just came out this past weekend. And let's say me and you about to have a conversation. And I say to you, man, Doctor Strange is a really good movie. And then you say to me, oh, man, the ending, blah, blah, blah. And I go, whoa, man. I haven't watched part two. I'm talking about part one. Whose fault is that? That's basically what Rick Glassman just did to me. He just, you know, and he's still trying to make it seem like I'm wrong for spoiling what happened. Unbelievable, dude. Unbelievable. So I need to hear what your thoughts are in the chat about that, because I think that is bananas. You know what I mean? And if I'm too loud for you, that is what it is. So, and I will have a whole thing about it. I love American Idol, and I think these guys are really great. What's going on in American Idol right now? You know what I mean? Like, if I show you these guys again, like every single one of these people, even in this top 10 right now, all these people were really great singers. And then the people that they kicked out, I'm really surprised. But who I think is going to be left? Oh, you can't really see my cursor. Damn it. I should have kept the cursor in. Oh, well. But that kid in the green shirt, the kid in Noah, I believe is his name, he's going to be in the top four. That girl, the white girl next to the black guy, in between the two black guys, Hunter girl, she's going to be in the top four. Fritz is going to be in the top four. And I believe this, it's going to be between Nicolina, the girl in the pink dress, and then Leah, the girl in the hat right there, Leah. I think it's going to be, well, obviously one of them. I don't know which one of them is going to be left. And I think Fritz is going to win. I'm calling it right now. Fritz Hagar is going to win American Idol. The dude is a star. So check that out. So, all right. Yeah, that's my American Idol talk. I wish I had a graphic for it. But I got graphics and stuff coming soon. And then more Patreon also coming soon. I'm going to do some stuff with Rachel because, you know, we got some pre-wedding stuff coming up. So, anyway, so that's that. All right, couple of hot button issues let's talk about right now. Netflix, you know, Netflix subscriptions are down. And I want to give you my thoughts of why I think it's happening. I talk about it even a little bit on Cats, but it's a Patreon episode. But I want to talk about it, what I think. And first I'll say this. I believe that here's an issue that's happening in the country right now. Social justice issues, diversity, inclusion, all of these types of issues, I support. I'm a person of color. So obviously I want to see people also that look like me be in movies and TV. And, you know, I feel like there's powerful stories to be told, and I think it's important. But that doesn't mean I want to remove white people. Okay? Like the two things, it doesn't mean remove, it means include. That's what inclusion, all right? I want to say that right off the bat. I like seeing white shows. I like seeing white people do white stuff sometimes. Just like I like seeing rich people do rich stuff. I like seeing pretty people do pretty stuff. I don't always want to, like, you know, it doesn't mean like, hey, let's remove all this. And, you know, I hate that. But I will say this. Capitalism, it doesn't mix with social issues unless it affects the bottom line. Let me say it again. Capitalism, it don't mix with social issues. Social justice, inclusion, diversity. They don't mix unless it affects the bottom line. Money talks more than anything. In the NBA, Donald Sterling, the former owner of the Clippers, he's been involved in discrimination lawsuits for 30 years about him having racist business practices. He was a notoriously racist person. He got caught saying racist stuff on tape. That's who he was. Nobody cared. He was in the NBA for however many years he was in the NBA as an owner. Nobody cared. Until Pepsi, Coke, and all these places were like, well, we're going to pull out of the Staples Center. We're going to not do business with the NBA if this guy is still here because of that, whatever with that tape with his woman and all that stuff. Do I agree? I don't know. They took the team away from him because it affected the bottom line. It's more nuanced than what I'm saying, but I'm just giving you an example where capitalism meets social issues, and when it affects the bottom line, that's when they take action. Okay. In Netflix, this is partly what I think is happening with Netflix. Two things. One, I feel like the binging system, I don't think that works. Even though we love it, I don't think it's sustainable. I think that it's hard to make a show for $100 million and then pull it all out and then people watch it in 3 weeks and then you have no more content that I have to pay for. I'm paying you $15, $18 a month for the 4K version, whatever it is, how much Netflix is. I want to see stuff. I want to be able to watch a bunch of stuff. So I think they need to like make it weekly thing and then you spread it out. You have more content. That feeling you get of waiting, it's the same feeling of binging. It's like, oh, the anticipation, you love it. I think that that's an issue that they're just running out of content. The other thing is this. I think Netflix has had this push towards like of the small, and this is, I don't necessarily agree with this. I'm just giving you my theory. I don't necessarily agree with this, but I feel like this is the thing that's happening. The small minority on the internet of wokeness and oversensitivity, it's very small. Those people actually are not a large majority of people. They're just very small and loud. That push for, you know, they talk about, toxic masculinity and, you know, straight white males and we got to, you know, there's too much of that and all that stuff. That's a small minority, but they're making so much noise. And I think a company like Netflix is actually listening. And I think that's to their detriment because do you know what the number one television show on TV is? The number one television show on five networks. It's the National Football League, the NFL. The NFL is the highest rated show on television. There's nothing more masculine than that, other than fighting, which is also highly rated. People want to see, I think that there's people out there that want to see male-driven things. I'm not saying they don't want to see other things, but they don't want it replaced. I think that there's people out there who are like, I want to see straight white male comedy specials. I think there's people, there's a market for that. I think there's people out there that are like, I want to see people that look like my brother, my father, my uncle, me, whoever they are. And they're like, hey, where's all those straight white males? You know, are they gone? Because they're pretty funny to me. I'd like to see them. But I think that there's this such the cancel culture and unfortunately bad choices that have been made by certain people have, you know, put a damper on what people think of that. And everybody's got put under that umbrella. So like if you're a man, you're terrible. And I think that that's to the detriment of a company like Netflix, because that's actually a small minority of people who think that. And the rest of the people are like, yeah, I don't even know about that drama that's going on in left Hollywood. I work in middle America, and you know, where's the shows about families that don't have gay people in them? You know, I think that that's just a real thing. I'm not saying I agree with it, but I think that you should have both. Like, not every family has someone who's transgender in their life. And so if you're pushing this agenda as if this is everyone, I think that there's people who are going to be like, hey, I have to pay for this entertainment. I don't want to pay anymore. You know what I mean? I think that that's what people feel. You know what I'm saying? So, and again, I don't care. But what I do care if it's like you're taking away one to like prop up something else. No, I'm about, hey, let's show it all. But I think that there's this minority of people who think like let's not show any more straight white male comedian specials because wait, straight white males are bad. No, they're also hilarious. You know what I mean? And I think that like you can't charge people for entertainment and then be like, yeah, this is the entertainment we're going to give you because of a small minority of people think that this is what they should do. And I think that, you know, like I said, capitalism doesn't mix with social issues unless it affects the bottom line. And it works both ways. So that's why, you know, you go, you see all these movements of like Oscars so white and all this. Why is everything white? Because a lot of white people pay a lot of money to watch entertainment. To me, not everything's racism. To me, sometimes it's just money. It's just dollars and cents. Who's buying General Electric products in middle America and they're watching television? And, you know, and I don't necessarily agree. I mean, I think that there's, you know, you put out good entertainment, no matter who's in it, I think we're going to love it. Whether it be gay, transgender, Asian, Mexican, black, all white, whatever it is, make it good. But I just feel like there is a portion of this that has to do with people being like, you're pushing an agenda down our throat and we don't want this agenda. And they're just going, I'm checking out, you know, see ya. I'll just go, you know, I'm off this service. So that's just my opinion. I could be wrong. You can tell me what you think in the comments, but please don't assume you know what I'm saying. Just give me your opinion of what I'm saying. Don't attack me, please. You don't need to attack me. I'm doing this live, off the cuff. Like, I thought about what I wanted to talk about, and I'm just saying it right now. Like I say, I don't necessarily agree with this. This is my theory. I think that this is a part of the reason why Netflix is, you know, having some issues. I think, and it's going to be a bigger issue coming. So be, you know, that's what I think about that. Boom. All right, what else did I have on the docket? What else did I have on the docket there in the let me look and see. You know what I mean? I'm doing it live, you know what I mean? All right, so what did I have here? All right, basketball players. All right, there you go. I had my hot button wait, let's go to on one other hot button topic, which I'll talk about, you know. Oh man. Okay. So, you know, that thing came out about the Supreme Court and overturning Roe versus Wade. You know, man, I don't even know. I know this is such a touchy subject. Okay. So I'm only going to talk about this briefly and I'll be sensitive about it, you know, but it's like, I'm a man. So it's like, if you've been a part of an abortion in your life, you know, it's personal to you. You know what I mean? And you know, whatever. If you want to reveal that or not in the chat, whatever it is like that. You know, abortion's a tough thing. I've been a part of abortion from friends. You know what I mean? Like, it's been close to me. I'll just say that, okay? But as a man, it's hard to, like, how do we know? Like what's, you know, you can have your own opinion of what you think is right or wrong, right? Anytime the subject of abortion comes up, it's such a hot button subject. But I'm just going to give you concisely what I think. I think abortion is a terrible choice. But I respect a woman's right to make it. But all I'm saying is, don't try to justify it as it's a good choice. It ain't. But I respect your right to make it. That's how I feel about it. But don't try to justify it. Don't try to be like, and then don't use the exceptions as the whole. The ones, you know, rape, incest, or deformities, or somebody's going to be, you know, those ones, that's a small percentage. Overall, this is about, you know, people making a choice. They just don't want to have a kid or whatever your choice is. And that's a hard choice. So when people start arguing about when is life and all this kind of stuff, like, that's when they're trying to justify the choice. I'm just saying, just own it. Just own it. Own the choice. But it ain't a good feeling, you know? Like, it's okay. That's okay too. Again, I respect the right. That should be a woman's choice. But damn, this is going to turn into a really big deal. And I don't know what to do. I had a friend of mine on the internet. She's saying, hey guys, you know, all you guys putting out her body, her choice, Instagram post, what else are you going to do? I don't know. What else can we do? So this is going to turn into a thing. You know what I'm saying? Because I really think it has to do with, like, being more responsible. But, you know, so as we all know, sex be feeling fantastic. Raw sex be feeling fantastic. You know what I mean? We love that feeling. And then we just don't want to deal with the consequences. So it's like, it's about taking personal responsibility before that happens. But that's about education and family values and all that stuff we should talk about. But once it happens, that to me, that's a woman's choice. It's just not the greatest choice, but you should make it. It's your choice. I think women should have, I mean, I think this is going to really affect, like, voting and how people are going to vote. Because I think younger, even conservative women are going to start to be like, whoa, 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 you, what are you talking about? And they might swing the other way to vote. I mean, I think women, y'all take charge. They should shut pussy down for a year until they get what they want. Then see what happens. Just shut it down. Just y'all all get together and be like, all right, pussy shut down year, even a month. They just did it for a month. They said, nah, nobody, nope. They went, every boyfriend, husband, you know, mistress, whatever. They just said, nope, we shutting it down. Nobody getting no pussy for a year or a month, a week, however long it is, until this happens, and then see what men do. I don't know. Anyways, I think that's enough of that. Enough of that subject. You know, I see people said they don't like saying the P word. What do you call it then? What do you have, like, a stupid name for it? Mahoo-hoo? What's your name for it? I mean, I think we shouldn't vilify that word. I think it's a great word. Pussy. It's a beautiful word. Enough. That's my hot button issues for today. You know, I already talked about the Bobby and Brendan, you know, what I think's going on with Netflix, what I think, you know, this is what I feel about, you know, this Roe versus Wade. This for 50 years, this has been a standing thing, and now they got to overturn it, and I think it's going to be a shit show. You know what I mean? It's just so, I don't know what's going to happen, but this is, and I don't know what to do. So I'm calling out to people who are more in the know, or who's in the political process, maybe, or whoever, whatever your thoughts and ideas are. But like, what should we do? You're a man, what do you do to support, like, if you're a believer in pro-choice? And I am. I think women should have that choice. It's their body. You know what I mean? It's tough because you got lawmakers who disagree. You know, and it's going to be a fight. I mean, I saw a thing that said they're going to, like, you know, then, you know, some states are going to be legal. And so, like, how are they going to stop women from going to other states? Like, so, you know how you have to take a COVID test? They're like, well, you have to take a pregnancy test before you get on a plane. Although that's where they're going to go with it. They could. So we can't live in a society like that. So, whew, I don't know. All right. Oof. Enough with that. All right. Want to finish the podcast off with, like, last week I was talking about the Magic documentary. You know, when I realized, I thought about it some more because I saw the end of it, the last two episodes, and it's really great. They really go into, like, the when he got HIV. But, you know, after looking at it, I realized, damn, should I think more highly of Magic Johnson in the top five basketball players of all time? You know? What should that list be? And I actually changed my list because of what information I didn't know, because there was no social media. Even in the 70s when Magic was coming up, you know, there was just news, and if you were in California and I was too young, you didn't know what was going on in Michigan and where he was from. But man, that dude was a phenom in high school. He won high school championship. He went to Michigan State and won a championship there, went right into the NBA and won the championship his rookie year, and went to 9 championships. And then the way in which he did it, he was the catalyst in every single team. Magic's a top five of all time to me. One, I believe he's the best Laker of all time. Rest in peace, Kobe Bryant. Kobe's great, all right? But Magic, to me, he's the number one Laker of all time. And I think he's in the top five basketball players of all time. I had to tell you my list, I'm a Jordan guy. I think Michael Jordan, number one all time. I love Michael Jordan. I'm a Jordan era guy. But that being said, number two, LeBron James. I am totally with you if you think LeBron James is the number one basketball player of all time. The man put himself in the championship 10 times. 10 times he had the chance to be number one. That is incredible. He'll have better stats. He's going to be the scoring champ. Him, if you say he's the GOAT, I'm not arguing. Jordan would clearly then be number two, right? So 1A, 1B, Jordan and LeBron. But then I think number three is Magic Johnson. I think Magic Johnson is the third best basketball player of all time. After watching that documentary and seeing more information about him and then thinking about how he did it, you know, like he played against Bird and Bird beat him. Then he came back the next year and won, and then won two in a row. And then when he lost again, they said they came right back. And then they lost to, when they lost to Jordan, right, in 91, they were ready to be like, no, we got to get back. And I think they would have. But then he contracted HIV, and we never know what would have happened, right? But I think Magic Johnson, with his credentials and everything that he did in his career, I think he's number three. Number four is Kareem. I think Kareem should be number four. He don't get enough credit. 6 times he won the championship. He's a scoring leader. He was the backbone of a lot of those Lakers championships. He was the MVP the year before when Magic was a rookie. But, you know, he's just one of those old head type guys. You know what I mean? If you just think about basketball player in general, not even NBA, you know, you think about he won at UCLA. He won in high school. He won in the NBA, 2 different franchises. You know, it's like, and then even with Magic, if you think about it, Magic won the championship with 3 different coaches too. 3 different coaches Magic got to the championship at least, you know? So, yeah. And then, so that's my number 4. And then number 5, shit, I don't even know, man. I don't even know who my number 5 basketball player. And thank you for the super chats, guys. Thanks for the super chats. I appreciate it. Yeah. I don't know. You guys tell me who your top five basketball player you think would be of all time, of the people that are left. You know, I don't know. It's a tough one to think about because you got the old school people. Yeah, it's like somebody saying Wilt Chamberlain or Kobe Bryant. You know, it's hard to say because, you know, like who did Wilt play against? But that doesn't even matter because he took care of business. Dude was getting 50 rebounds and stuff like that. So it's like, but it's the era I never saw him play. So it's hard to say. And, you know, and I don't even know if I'm a Kobe guy like that, you know, because Shaq was so dominant in a part of when he was playing. So it's hard to say. So it's probably Larry Bird because there's a stretch of games that Larry Bird played. Stretch of years where you look at his numbers, it matches up against anyone all time. So that's probably my top five. Larry Bird at number five. Michael Jordan, LeBron James, Magic, Kareem, Bird. Top five basketball players of all time. That's how I do it, son. That's how I do it. Whew, man. And you could put that in the things too. But, you know, if you round out the top 10, that's where you got like Shaq and Kobe and these types of people. You know, there's a lot of great players of all time that played. Yeah, man. I'm sorry. You know, Tim Duncan's in there. I mean, you might even put Tim Duncan ahead of Larry Bird. You know, he wasn't five championships. Tim Duncan was a monster. He's just a quiet assassin, you know, but he's in the top 10. You know what I'm saying? So there's a lot of people there. So I'm not a Laker hater. Man, I had Lakers season tickets one year. I had Lakers season tickets the year that Karl Malone and Gary Payton were on the Lakers and they lost to the Pistons. So I don't even want to hear you. I'm not a Laker hater. I used to be a big Kobe hater, but I love to hate Kobe. I hated Kobe because he was so great. But hey, let's be real. He had Shaq and then he had Paul Gasol. When he didn't have Shaq or Paul Gasol or Phil Jackson, the Lakers didn't even make the playoffs, and he was the star of the team, all right? Everybody wants to forget those years after they traded Shaq. Everybody wants to forget those middle two, 3 years when there was no Shaq, okay? And then, you know, Jerry West, when he was the, you know, gave him a little stimulus package and sent Paul Gasol over to the Lakers for nothing, and then they went back to the championship. So, but when it was just Kobe, wasn't very good, y'all. It wasn't very good. And then it's sad that he got hurt the way he did in the end of his career because I would have liked to have seen, you know, Kobe be at his – I wanted to see him at his strength. And it sucks that we never got to see Kobe versus LeBron. That really pisses me off. That's one of the things that LeBron – that's a mark to me. That's a black mark on his career that he didn't get that Cleveland team to the championship to play against Kobe. That's what we wanted to see, and we never got to see it. Anyways, that's it. That's a big episode with a lot of stuff in there. So, like I say, you know, get in the chat. Tell me how you feel. About some of the things I talked about, but give me your opinion. You don't got to attack me, please. That's all I ask. Don't attack me. Just tell me how you feel. All right. You know, disagree. Just don't attack me. And again, stop bullying me about that Bobby Brendan situation because you don't know all the details and stop making it about me. I have nothing to do with the shit. And I'm in a tough spot. These are both my friends, you know? But it is what it is. Next week I will have watched the Doctor Strange movie, which I'll do a review of that. Make sure you subscribe, share, and all that stuff. I'll probably bring back Real World Advice from a Grown Ass Man. I love doing that. Make sure you check me out on Twitch. And if you are in the Florida area, I will be at the Dania Beach Improv this weekend, Thursday, Friday, Saturday. So come check me out the 12th, 13th, and 14th in Dania Beach at the Improv. So check me out there. Yeah. And thanks for watching Griffin with Griffin. As always, I appreciate your interaction. I appreciate you being here. And I'll see you next week.